Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters. So back in March, Capital Land had proposed the group's biggest ever overhaul that'll see the privatizing of its real estate development business and consolidation of its fund management and lodging business. Now, under the scheme, the group's investment management and fund managing platforms, as well as its lodging business, will be consolidated into Capital Land Investment Management, or CLIM. And last month, independent financial advisor IFA said in a letter that Capital Land's restructuring plan is fair and reasonable. Now, the company's independent directors have thus recommended that shareholders give the green light to both a capital reduction exercise and a scheme of arrangement where they vote on the plan transaction next month. Capital Land is looking to hold an EGM and a scheme meeting on August 10th for shareholders to decide on the plan transaction. Shareholders can ask questions during the meetings, which will be held online, or they can submit queries ahead of time by August 7th. So let's find out what this restructuring means for Capital Land moving forward. On the line with me this morning is Andrew Lim, Group Chief Financial Officer for Capital Land. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
So let's talk about Capital Land's proposed overhaul. And before we start to break down the deal, so far, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the investment community?
The feedback has been almost unanimously supportive and positive. I believe that our investors and our stakeholders out there understand and appreciate the strategic rationale for why we are proposing to undertake the strategic restructuring, and they see the potential to unlock value both in the short and long term for shareholders. That has been reflected thus far in the share price of Capital Land, which has re-rated strongly since the announcement on March the 22nd.
All right. I tried my best in the introduction to sort of break down some of the restructuring details. If I've missed out anything, could you give us an overview of what to expect from this restructuring of Capital Land Investment Limited?
Yes, sure. What we are proposing to do is essentially, Elliot, to split up the existing Capital Land business, which, as you know, is a diversified real estate company, into two main components and sister company. On the privatized side of the business will be our development business, the more historical legacy business which Capital Land started out with. Mm-hmm. And on the listed side will be our fund management and our lodging management as the primary segments for growth, given that we believe that real estate investment managers that undertake fund management activities are attractively valued by the public markets.
And I also understand that Capital Land has said that the restructuring is a logical next step to accelerate the growth of its businesses, and it's expected to enable CLI shares to trade closer to its net asset value. I'd like to get you to elaborate a little bit on that. And I am curious, why the decision to do this during the pandemic?
Okay, so two separate questions. I think the first question, if you look at where developers, traditional real estate developers, typically trade, and they typically trade at a discount to what is our net asset value. We ourselves have historically traded at about 0.8 times of our NAV, and that actually constrains our ability to grow because we can't often use our share capital given that it's trading at a discount to its net asset value. However, when you look at what real estate investment managers or REIMs typically trade at, they trade typically at a premium to NAV. And so they are better able to use shares as currency to fuel their growth. So this was a big part of what termed as a logical next step in the growth of Capital Land. If our shares as an REIM now trade at a premium to NAV going forward, we will better be able to use various levers to fuel our growth plans going forward. And I think you had a second question.
Yeah, to decide to do this during the pandemic.
Yes, well, obviously not ideal. There's never an ideal time to undertake strategic transformations. We are, I would say, in a hurry to pivot our business as part of CapitaLand 3.0. In 2019, you'll remember we executed a very sizable and transformative combination with Ascendas, and this was the logical next step. And we felt that the pandemic's challenges notwithstanding, this was the right thing to do and decided to take this to shareholders, and thus far, our shareholders seem very supportive.
Yeah, well, definitely, and it's echoed with CapitaLand releasing its scheme document on July 17th. On that date, it outlined details of the proposed restructuring, and we saw its shares jump 1.8% that day. In fact, since March, the share price is up nearly 25%, so definitely very positive mood, you know, that investors are welcoming this restructuring.
Indeed, Elliot, the endorsement thus far is very reassuring, and it gives us, you know, the confidence to proceed as planned and as well as to execute and deliver on our commitment.
So the proposed entity, CapitaLand Investment, would become the largest real estate investment manager on the Singapore Bourse, with pro forma real estate assets under management of some, what, $115 billion as at December 31st, 2020. I mean, is this becoming a more competitive landscape now globally, where size matters even more in that sense?
Yes, I think it does. Fund managers thrive on scale.
Okay.
Clearly, the more funds that you manage for a fee, the more fees you earn, and that drives your profitability and earnings of the business. Clearly, you have to do a good job managing capital, or you won't be managing it for much longer. So it is not just a matter of scale or growth for the sake of growth. You obviously have to manage that capital prudently and, you know, being a good steward to your shareholders and your capital partners who are entrusting you to manage their funds. This morning, there was a sizable announcement where ESR has also proposed to merge with ARA, also forming a very large fund manager. So this tells us that I think the market is starting to appreciate that there are indeed benefits to being a well-regarded fund manager. Perhaps using Asia as a base is also a strong incentive for capital to come and work with us. So I think we are seeing a period where REIMs will start to emerge in Asia. It's traditionally been a developed market product. I think they will start to see that coming more and more into Asia, and that puts us in a good position as one of the leading Asian-based fund managers.
What then would your own expectations be for CLI's growth? I mean, if we just look at the Asia-Pacific region.
We've set ourselves a target. We are at about $80 billion in funds under management, $115 billion, as you mentioned, in total REAUM. But let's use that $80 billion funds under management as the base, because that's what we earn our fees off. We have set ourselves a target of arriving at $100 billion in FUM by 2023. And that's a target that we are very committed to achieving as quickly as possible,
okay,
both through organic and inorganic means.
Okay. I'm looking at this, how CapitaLand has also successfully registered as a private equity fund manager in China. This happened back in June. I mean, that's obviously going to boost business growth prospects.
Yes, we're very excited about that. We have most recently brought on board our first domestic capital through Ping An, a blue chip leading insurance Chinese company. And what we'd like to be able to do is to leverage this new license that we have, which is difficult to come by. We are one of the few foreign companies that possesses a domestic RMB onshore license. And I think Ping An will be the start of an ability to continue to expand our capital partnerships with well-known leading onshore domestic capital partners in China in growing our fund management platform.
Yeah, it should be quite interesting to watch out for that. Although, as a REIT investor, what can I look forward to with regard to CapitaLand's restructure?
Well, we remain very supportive of our REITs. Our REITs are a, you know, key pillar of our fund management platform. We are the largest S-REIT manager in Singapore, and we will continue to fully support our REITs as they grow organically and inorganically. If you will, just think back to the last 12 to 18 months, our REITs have been very busy either combining in the case of CCT and CMT, or expanding their mandates in the case of CRCT and others as well. So I think our REITs are also very determined to chart their own path with the help of CapitaLand as a committed and supportive sponsor.
It's been a pretty positive conversation with regard to this restructuring, but I can't help but ask, Andrew, I mean, looking ahead, the headlines that you'd be paying attention to or potential challenges that could come up ahead with CLI and the property business?
Yes, it's not all rosy. We are in a midst of a highly volatile operating environment, a highly uncertain economic environment, and a very fragile recovery coming out of, you know, a very, very difficult 2020 caused by the pandemic, right? So there is a lot to watch out for, you know, both in terms of known risks and emerging risks that may still come back to affect businesses all around the world, including those in Singapore and ourselves. So we have to remain very vigilant and very nimble and agile, ready to pivot quickly or adapt if new risks and challenges are posed to us. So you're absolutely right. It is not, you know, one race by any means. There are lots of things that we have to continue to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, it's a really fluid situation. But we do hope that things start to stabilize and get some sense of normalcy. Andrew Lim, Group Chief Financial Officer for CapitaLand, on the line with me. Andrew, I appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Ali. Thanks. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.